Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And you're listening to bbsradio.com. I'm very, very happy to be back with you this evening. Last week was very disconcerting. We weren't able to have our show, so I have tonight's show scheduled as a replay of last week's planned show, and I'm really, really happy to be back on the air. Last week was it was astounding to not be able to broadcast to you. So, welcome back. I'm happy to be back. I actually just flew in today from Florida, where the weather was beautiful, and I dug my car out when I got back to New York out of a foot and a half of snow, something like that. I wasn't able to fly back when I and wherever you're listening from this evening, I hope that you're warm and happy, and you know that this show is bringing you good information, good knowledge, good energy. And tonight we really are going to talk about energy. That's it. And in Tantra, we use sexual energy, and people, when they start paying attention to their sexual energy, they really start looking at energy all over the place. Like, we become more sensitive to ourselves, to our own energy, to our sensations. And inside of doing that, we become much more attuned to energy inside of us, energy around us, and energy that's coming to us from others. And I don't know about you, but I've had the experience of feeling really good and then being in a group of people and having a conversation with somebody and then walking away and getting a headache. And before I was a tantrika, I just thought I got a headache. I didn't give it much thought. I just went, oh, I got a headache. I went home, I took 2 aspirins. Now that I'm tantric, if I'm feeling great and all of a sudden I get a headache, I wonder what's just happened in the energy flow, both of myself or unto myself, or if I've just had an interaction with somebody and some energy was deposited on me, like the energy of the interaction and the energy of the other somehow didn't fit right with my energy. It's just something to consider. I'm giving you a real life example of a way that energy shifts in interactions with other people. And I know that since I've become tantric, other people's energy and my energy is much different from how I used to be. Also, I used to be a very huggy person. I used to hug everybody. And now I kind of bow and say namaste, and I don't always touch everybody. There's just I'm much more sensitive to energy, much more sensitive to smell, I'm much more sensitive to touch. And so this is really the appetizer for tonight. Like, what is your energy like? What is your energy like around other people? Do you notice it even? Do you clear your energy? You've certainly heard me talk about clearing before. And tonight, my guest is going to talk about energy and other people's energy and your energy and how we can recognize things. And that's going to be the special gift of the evening. So I want to introduce my guest for tonight. It's not the first time she's on the show. She's actually no stranger to me and no stranger to the show. Her name is Tini Dakini. She's an advanced certified tantric educator. She's a certified process therapist, an energy awareness educator, and she's interested in all kinds of things besides energy. She's very interested in energy, but she's also interested in dance, yoga, and she says even chocolate and long walks on the beach. That's in case you're taking my introduction of her as a personal ad. So in case you don't know this, Tini and I teach a class together in New York called It Takes 2 Goddesses to Do New York. So we get together. We don't do it all the time, but we do it like maybe 3 times a year, and we're in the middle of it now. And we're the 2 goddesses who are doing New York. So anyway, Teenie, are you there? Are you ready to be on the show?
I'm ready.
Very good. Very, very good. So tell us, why do people, you know, I just gave an intro about, you know, energy and how sensitive I am to energy. How did you get into this energy thing? I know you teach a class called Energy Essentials, and you're a Tantra
That's right.
teacher. You're a Tantra
yeah.
teacher in New York and all over the place. Why are you teaching Energy Essentials?
Well, that's a great question. I have a belief. What I would say is that energy is our very first language. It's the language that we are communicating with from the time that we're born, before we learn words and how to express ourselves in this way. So there's always an energetic conversation going on between two people, as well as whatever interaction is going on verbally. Whatever that relationship is. And why I think energy awareness is important is because it's an essential basic to have if you're going to increase the energy in your body and if you're going to share energy with someone else, which are both aspects of Tantra. It's important to be able to track energy, to know what it's doing, to know where it's going, and to be able to be responsible for your own energy and to also witness other people's energy.
Okay. I mean, that's big, what you're talking about. That's like a big mouthful of, you know, experiencing energy and energy being the language. And
oh, yeah.
So break it down for us a little bit, because how long have you been teaching Tantra now?
Well, Tantra I have been teaching I've been interested in energy for about 20 years. So
okay.
I first started by my own spiritual journey, doing spiritual emotional release retreats, and learning about energy that way, because there's a lot tied up with emotional energy and what happens in the energy of the body when we don't express ourselves, when we build certain defenses against our feelings in order to survive. So I've been really interested in energy for about 20 years and was learning even when I wasn't aware that I was learning.
Okay. I mean, me too. I mean, that's just, I'm asking you that because I feel that it's so akin. Like, I was never so aware of it
mm-hmm.
until I started practicing Tantra and then teaching Tantra. I've just, you know, it's so apparent to me now, and it's so it's almost in some ways all encompassing.
It
so,
is.
Yeah.
It is everywhere, everything. Yes.
It is. So it's an amazing thing, and you started doing this Energy Essentials class. I don't know, maybe a year ago, maybe a little bit more. And we've, you know, you and I, because we were so close, and because we, you know, have occasion to talk with each other about all these things. You know, to me, this is one of the most fascinating things that you talk about and teach. And so I really want, my goal tonight is really to get the listeners, the people listening to the show, to be able to not only, first of all, let me tell them how to call in, and then I'll tell you, I want them to really get it that there's a reason to study about energy, like, to go after the study of energy, to pursue you.
Yeah.
Yeah, to pursue you or to pursue someone in their area or to bring you to their area to pursue it, because it's really important for their own health and well-being and their own education, especially people who are practicing Tantra or who are teaching Tantra or whatever. So I want to get into that in some detail, but let me tell them how to call us. If you're listening tonight, please give us a call. Here are the numbers. Call us in the U.S. or Canada, 888-228-4494. If you're anywhere else in the world, call us on 877-489-6350. Okay, please call this evening and ask questions if you have any questions that you want to ask myself or Teenie as we're going along in this. So you started 20 years ago looking at this energy thing. Why should people... Maybe I should ask you this. What can someone find out by studying energy essentials? What would be some of the things they can discover in a class like this?
Well, that's a great question because I do cover that in the class. What is the reason to learn energy essentials? Energy essentials are basically basics. What we would call the basics of energy, the basics of being in a human body, if you really want to be present in a human body and get things done. So what I talk about is that there is a tendency for the human body to go into patterns, to go into certain energetic habits, which are actually defenses. And they're usually formed in childhood, and they help us a lot in childhood to survive whatever we have to survive, whether it's real or perceived dangers. But as we mature into adulthood, our defenses, our energetic patterns tend not to serve us anymore. So I can give you some examples of that.
One example
is disassociation, leaving the body. You just go away. People have reported, actually floating above their body and looking down at things happening to their body. But not actually being in the body and feeling it. That's actually a defense, and you could see if a child was in a household where things didn't feel safe, why it would be a good escape to leave the body, or if there was harmful things happening to the physical body, why that would be a good defense to have. So that's one example of a pattern. Another one is to build walls, to build really thick walls where nothing gets in, but also nothing gets out, so there's no feeling of anything. That could also be a very good defense when things feel dangerous when we're younger. Another defense is actually an overdevelopment of the second chakra, an overdevelopment of feeling for other people, of sensing other people's emotions and processing them so you can anticipate what's coming next. So you can do whatever it is that you need to do to protect yourself. That, as a child, might be very helpful if you lived in an unstable household and you had to anticipate the needs of the parents and how to be good so they didn't get mad or how to get love, all that kind of stuff. So that's just an example of some patterns. And you can see how they would serve us, keep us safe if we're really little and we're in an environment that, just didn't feel safe for whatever reason, like I said, whether real or perceived dangers. And those helped us all when we were little, but when we had grown up into mature adults, these defenses no longer really served us. Because if you think about it, if, I'm an adult and every time the energy gets chaotic or big, I leave my body, that doesn't leave me a lot of resources. And if I'm an adult and I want to manifest intimacy in my life or success and I build up walls, then it's really hard to get close to someone or have connection or even manifest things here on this three-dimensional plane if I'm not in my body and completely present. So that's where the energy essentials come in, is what I'm teaching are new habits that are actually ways to be present and break the old defenses in the body. Energetically.
So, all right, before we go to that, I can get the segue, but before we go to that, I have some questions for you about these patterns that
sure.
you just mentioned. So, when you're talking about people who leave the body, I had that experience once. Well, I had it more than once, but it wasn't something I wanted. Like, I can remember sitting in a restaurant with a group of people, and all of a sudden, It happened to me twice that I can definitely remember, both time in restaurants. I was sitting with a group of people. I was in the conversation. I thought everything was going great, and then all of a sudden, I felt myself pulling out of the back of my neck, and then I felt almost my peripheral vision went, and I felt myself almost nauseous, and then all of a sudden I was looking down on the group of people, and I have no idea why that happened. It's not an often recurring thing, you know. It's only happened a couple of times in my life, but both times it happened in restaurants, and I couldn't explain it. I just was like out. I was definitely out, and but I wasn't fainted. I was there. I was still sitting at the table. I was in the conversation, mm-hmm. but I was out.
Some
and
people
I've never been able to
live their whole lives that way.
You're kidding me.
No, I mean, for you, you had two instances of that happening.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure why that happened to you, because that doesn't sound like a normal pattern for you, but for whatever reason that happened to you. And there are people who, that is a habit for them, and it's just as unconscious. They don't really want it, but it's a habit to be out of the body.
And do they know are there people who know when this happens? Do these people know they're out of their body?
Some do. Some have an awareness of it, and some really don't. So the thing about working with these energies, what gives you the most power to work with energy and learn about energy is awareness. And this is something that we study in Tantra, is to be aware of what's happening, where we are, what we feel in every moment. So a lot of the time, some people don't have the awareness because they actually live more out of their bodies than in their bodies most of the time. And as soon as you bring awareness to that, they're able to, what I call, track it, to pay attention to it, to notice it more often.
Mm. Yeah, then they would develop some muscle. If they
mm-hmm.
could track it, then they could develop a muscle about whether they want to go out or not go out, whether they want to be present in the moment and having the experience that they're having instead of going away from the experience that they're having.
Exactly. All these things that I'm teaching there's four skills that I'm teaching in the Energy Essentials class. And what they are is skills. So some people who come to the class may already have some of the skills, but not all of them. But all of them are needed to be present. So a skill you can learn, and when you learn a skill, you can break a habit. You can break a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of one habit that some people have, and it sounds like you had it as kind of an abnormal experience, but now you know what it feels like.
I do know what it feels like. I definitely know what it feels like. And the other thing, yeah, I have one other question about that, which is, you know, I've had a lot of experience with psychic people. You know, like from time to time I've sponsored people who can read others. I've had,
mm-hmm.
I mean the healers. I want to be very specific. I don't have palm readers come to my groups or whatever. I don't have, you know, Madam So-and-so reading tea leaves and palms. Although, you know, I'm not putting those experiences down. Those aren't the kind of things I sponsor. But in the past, I've sponsored occasionally a talented healer who seems to have the ability to read other people and read what's going on in their bodies and read what's going on for them and their experience and stuff. And I've had the same experience with them over and over again. I won't do it anymore, actually. And because I found that they're mostly out, and that
mm-hmm.
that outness gives them the ability to read other people, but their outness also makes them unmanageable. Like I haven't been able to like harness them or corral them, and so they don't, you know, they go over on their sessions and whatever. I'm not going to go into my whole complaint about that, but I just want to know. I mean, these people who are very talented, gifted readers, healers, are they pretty much out all the time? Is that your experience? That has been mine.
Some of them, Yes, and it's important to know that when I talk about patterns or habits, there is definitely a dark side, you know, because if you're out of your body, a lot of times people who are out of their bodies a lot have a hard time being grounded and manifesting things in the three-dimensional reality. So sometimes money is a problem, home is a problem, getting things done on the first plane is a problem. Connection is definitely a problem for relationships, because if you're not in your body, how are you going to do all those things? But there's always a light side to all these patterns that I'm talking about, and the light side of that one happens to be incredible intuition, because since you're out there connected to the cosmos, you have access to a whole lot of information out there. So there is good news in that you can get both parts. You can work on breaking the part of the pattern that's not serving you by getting into the box, and you can still retain the skill set of having intuition and connection to that information that's out there in the ethers, let's say.
Okay. All right, so it's not, it doesn't have to be stuck, like a permanent thing.
No,
okay.
And you can still retain, you know, every one of these patterns that I talk about has a gift, and you can always retain the gift, and you can even gain the skill sets of other patterns while being in your body and being present, you know.
Okay.
So the energy, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, well, this is we need to go on a break for a moment. We need to take a station break. So we're going to just leave it right there on the good news, which is you can observe and be aware of the patterns, and then you can retain the parts of it that serve, you know, your higher good or the higher good or whatever, the light side of the patterns. So we'll stop there. If you've just tuned into the show, this is Laurie Handlers with Tantra Cafe, and my guest tonight is Tini Dakini. The last time Tini was on the show, we discussed what it is to be a Dakini, a goddess, what that means in the world of Tantra. And this evening, Tini and I are talking about the essentials of energy, like what people need to learn about in terms of energy when practicing Tantra or teaching Tantra or being present with another or themselves. So please call in at 888-228-4494 if you have some questions for us. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Laurie Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex, and it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. East Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now. Welcome back, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. My guest this evening is my dear friend, Tini Dakini, and we're talking about energy essentials. So, Tini, before we go into some more, I just want to let people know how to get in touch with you. If people wanted more information from you, how should they reach you?
Well, they could email me at teenidakini@gmail.com, teenidakini@gmail.com. And my website is the same, www.teenidakini.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So let's come back to this whole notion of energy essentials. And, you know, are there, first of all, are there some other examples of patterns that you could give the listeners so they could start really, you know, grappling with this for themselves?
Sure. Yeah, we already talked about people who disassociate or leave their bodies, and usually those people know who they are. They recognize it when we talk about it. The pattern where people really armor up and don't feel things. There's another pattern that actually leaks energy. We actually have a kind of a poor container, usually very empathic, feels a lot of emotion, and all the love that goes in seems to leak right out. And oftentimes when I talk about that one, I see people nodding their heads, oh yeah. And a lot of those people are actually attracted to Tantra because they love love. So
you know, I've had more people like that in my classes than any other kind of pattern.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm one of those.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of those. So,
I didn't know that.
I'm here to say that there's hope for us, that we don't have to be overwhelmed. And I'll talk about, you know, that in a little while, my experience of how these techniques, these skills have changed me. But, yeah, that's definitely a pattern that is drawn to Tantra because it's a very heart-centered pattern. So...
Mm. Okay. Yeah, people, I know when we've done emotional release, you know, because in my classes, you know, that's one of my main things. And when I'm teaching Tantra and I say we're going to do a really ripping emotional release segment right now, there are some people who have to go do it in a different room.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid they're going to pick up the energy of somebody else in the room or everybody's energy. Or they hold their hand on their ear.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? And it's another pattern, anything else? What about my pattern, you know?
Yes. Well, your pattern has a lot, is a very strong, your primary pattern is a very strong energy, and you are a very integrated example of your pattern, but this is the pattern that needs to learn energetic manners. And you have. But if left unchecked, this person can take up a lot of space and without being aware of it, be actually energetically taking up other people's space to the point where they're overlapping into other people's auric fields and causing a bit of confusion in people who don't have as good a boundary as you might have. So, and all the skills are good for all the patterns. I mean, I could talk about the patterns for about 3 hours, so, but just to give an example of, these are the different things that we're dealing with. Different patterns have different skills and strengths, and it really is a matter of giving everybody the skills and just having the awareness to check in and seeing what's happening with our own individual self, and also, you know, respecting the needs of people with different patterns.
Okay, so, well, when you talk about me, for example, I mean, you know where I stop and where somebody else starts now, but I can remember, you know, years ago, I don't know, in the 70s at some point, I met a woman at a conference, and I liked her a lot, and she liked me a lot, and we decided we'd become friends. I mean, you know, it wasn't one of these conscious, oh, let's decide to become friends, but it was like, kind of like when you and I getting together, like, okay, we became friends. And one day she called me up and said, I don't want to hang out with you anymore. I said, why? And she said, because when I'm with you, I feel like I'm getting swallowed up.
Mm.
And I felt really bad. I did take it personally, but I knew it. I mean, I hadn't known that it happened, but I knew it could happen because I know how big I am. You know, like I know how
yeah.
much room I take up. So I know that about myself, and I'm happy to get that feedback.
Yeah.
But I know there are other people who are unaware. They have no idea. You know, they go on and on and on with their stories or their complaining or whatever, and they have no idea that there's another being there, like, you know, who might not want to swallow it all up. So what are some of the things that, you know, what are some of the kinds of things that people, not like, I don't want you to, like, teach the class on the show, but what would be one thing that somebody might do if they're around someone who either goes away when they're mm-hmm. present with them, or if they're around somebody like me who could have the tendency to, like, gobble them up? Is there something they could do?
Well, those are two very different types of things. So if they feel invaded by someone's energy, gobbled up by someone's energy, it's really important to have a sense of that edge of where one begins and where one ends and the other person begins. And sometimes it's simply a matter of learning how to tell someone that they're in your space. And this is where, the classes come in handy, because what I'm teaching people is not just words about boundaries, which, you know, many of us have taken workshops where we learn how to say no, and it works fine in the class because everybody's informed, and then you go out in the world and for some reason the words aren't working or they're not coming. It's because a lot of times the energy and the words are not matching up. You learned how to say no, but you didn't know how to make your energy say no. You learned how to say, can you please get out of my space, but you didn't learn how to make your energy say, can you please get out of my space. So what I'm teaching people is a visceral way of feeling their own energy and learning how to pay attention to how to do that themselves. So when my energy shifts, the person who's interacting with me will feel that shift, and it will change how they interact with me.
You're talking about something much more than words.
Yeah, I can't really, as far as giving you a tip on the radio of what to do, I would say get away from that person and come along with skills, because I can't really tell you it's really a visceral experience, and this is why I'm pretty passionate about this series, because, you know, like I said, for 20 years I was studying and saying all the words and doing the emotional release and all of this, and this is the quickest route, I felt, to really having a visceral experience of energy, recognizing when something's not right, and being able to fix it, because I developed the energetic skill to do so.
That's fantastic. I mean, that really
yeah.
gives, that's so hopeful. It's, for people listening, now, you know, as we're recording, and also in the future, people could go on to my site at tantracafe.com or come on to bbsradio.com archives. For people who listen in the future, this is a very hopeful thing. This is saying you can actually get a handle of yourself and protect yourself energetically.
Yes, you can.
In situations where you might not say anything, or you might say something.
Yeah, situations where you feel like you're going to get swallowed up, situations where you get really afraid. It's really hard to manifest what we want, whether it be love, intimacy, success, abundance, anything in this third-dimensional reality that we're living in. It's really hard to manifest from a place of fear. And what these patterns are based on is fear. So when we learn these skills, and we learn to actually viscerally feel energy shifting and changing, we give ourselves a whole new lease on life. And I'm not even kidding about that. It this has changed my life.
Well, I don't get any kidding from you. I mean, you are a great jokester, and you're not joking right now. So.
I'm not joking right now, Lori. This is my serious face.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, why would a tantra teacher want to know these things? You know, somebody like you and I, why would a tantra teacher want to know this? And these people who, not only tantra teachers, but these people who are doing, you know, with the one-on-one tantra sessions, and, you know, God only knows what they're doing. But sometimes they're doing great things, and sometimes some of them are not doing great things, because some of them have energy leaks and all these things that you're talking about. So why would someone like that want to know about this energy stuff?
Well, anyone who's working in any capacity as a healer or a teacher, inviting people into a group and opening up their bodies energetically and emotionally, there's a great responsibility there. I feel, you know, it is incredibly important for all healers and teachers to be in integrity as best they can be. And particularly if you're working with, you know, the body psychotherapy of Tantra, of emotional release, of sexual healing, sexual energy release, moving sexual energy, there's a lot of feelings that come up. There's a lot of vulnerability that comes up with people. And it's really important to be clear. It's really important to hold safe space for people that you're working with so they can feel that you are supporting them, because some people are holding back emotions and traumas that have been sitting there for years, and they've never told anyone. That's the kind of stuff that can come up when you really go deep, when you're ready to move those blocks to your life force energy. And for that, you need someone to hold really good space, and you need someone who's really clear about what's theirs and what's not theirs, so they don't get all their issues confused with your issues, because that just makes a big mess. And you need some, you know, you need somebody that's really there, holding space, and really clear. And this is what Energy Essentials helps to give, these basic skills that I'm talking about.
So this would be a case where somebody working with someone intimately might, you know, many people that we know and some that we don't know are working with people intimately, but they don't exactly have any boundaries. And so they don't...
Yeah, and this is a problem for both...
So they get mixed up. What?
Yeah, it's a problem for both the receiver and the giver, because a lot of healers are actually absorbing energy from clients or their students, and then their energy field is not so clear. They get sick, or they have accidents, or they're just a mess. They become, you know, they become very confused, and their life has become very difficult because their energy field isn't clear.
Right. And but then also the client, if the person who's working with the client is not always holding space, like not going with them into the pattern, then that also gets mixed up too, because then the client, whatever benefit that they would be getting from seeing a Dakini or seeing a Daka or seeing somebody who works with energy, a deep body worker, a healer, they won't get the maximum benefit if that healer commingles their energy with the client. That's like the whole thing about, you know, what psychologists and psychiatrists have had to hold their space for. You know, sometimes it's happened that they haven't, and the client doesn't reap the benefits then of what they're paying for.
Yeah, it could definitely get in the way.
So this is amazing stuff that you're talking about. I mean, it's not rocket science in the sense that it's not like a new discovery. You're talking about very concrete ways for people to hold their ground, break through their patterns, and be clear at all times, or most of the time. Okay, cool.
Because you know, I don't believe that I used to think, you know, an enlightened person would break their pattern and they would always be present and they'd never be in a pattern again. But now I'm learning that you can meet some pretty enlightened people and it's just a matter of being aware of your patterns.
And if you start to slip
into a habit, you catch yourself and say, oh, let me right myself, you know, and make sure I'm in integrity and clear and noticing where my energy is going. So
we have to take another break. So we'll be right back, everybody. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laurie Handlers interviewing Tini Dakini about energy essentials. You can reach Tini Dakini at tinidakini.com. Boy, I almost couldn't say that. tinidakini.com, TENIDAKINI.com. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend, Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
I'm Laurie Handlers, host of Tantra Cafe, and this year I'm inviting you to join me on an adventure tour in the Himalayas. Listen to what's in store. First, you'll see the Taj Mahal, because I wouldn't bring you all the way to India and not have you experience this wonder of the world. Then you'll travel to the foothills, experiencing Hindu prayer and rituals on the banks of the Ganges in Rishikesh, the self-proclaimed yoga capital of the world. Next, you'll explore the temples and evening rituals of Haridwar, a famous Hindu pilgrimage spot. Then you'll visit Dharamsala, home of the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan government in exile. Here, you'll have a chance to visit Buddhist monasteries and the Maklad Ganj Bazaar. But the most adventuresome part really begins when you jeep the world's first and second highest motorable highways. The views are breathtaking and spectacular as the tour makes its way to some of the world's highest places. Sarchu, Hemis, Shea, Leh, and Hunder, where you'll enjoy a ride on a two-hump camel. This trip is only for the physically fit. Please call me at 202-686-7440 or email me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. You don't want to miss this amazing opportunity. It's an adventure. The Himalayas await you. welcome back, everybody, to Tantra Cafe. You were just listening. Teeny Dalkini is on this line. She's laughing. We're all laughing. We've been having a great time while we were off air. You were just listening to My Body is the Body of the Goddess, I Am, by Sophia on her CD called Return. It's a really great album. I use it in everything I do, all the Tantra stuff anyway. Sophia's a brilliant musician, and that album, Return, happens to be really high caliber, that's why I played it for you. And, of course, I played it because the two goddesses are on this show tonight. My body is the body of the goddess, and Teeny's body is the body of the goddess, and we goddesses get together and we do a class in New York. And we do a series. So that's why I played that song this evening. It was dedicated to us. So, Teeny, we're back. What?
I said thank you.
You're welcome. So we're back, and I want to know for the listeners, what can you attribute in your life? What positive change took place in your life after studying these energy essentials so that people can really get a concrete feel for it?
Okay, well, I am definitely a very heart-centered person and also empathic. I was absorbing a lot of energy that wasn't mine, processing a lot of emotions that actually belonged to other people. So, and at the same time, feeling pretty empty. So what I've learned from Energy Essentials is how to fill from within, connect to source and fill from within, and how to discern, and I know you love that word, discern. How to
discern. I love discern.
You're going to marry it. How to discern what is my energy and what is my energy and emotion and what actually belongs to someone else, and how to push it out of my body so I don't have to feel it. How to have better boundaries and speak the truth about my boundaries, and how to have full access to the essence of myself. And instead of being in doubt or confused or feeling obliterated or devastated by the actions of others, how to really connect with that core part of myself and be able to get there as soon as I want to.
That's very powerful, what
you
just said. Really, it is. It's powerful. It's really powerful. I mean, if most people could have that, this world would be a whole better place, and people wouldn't be blaming
I want to give everybody that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I think you should.
Yes.
So, okay, everybody. So if everybody listening and their friends and their friends and their friends were to want what you just described, what would they do? What does the course entail?
Well, the course is going on now, and it's four classes. You learn the four skills in the four classes, as well as two additional tools to help bring about this shift. And it's on Sunday in New York City at Nurture's Path, 7 o'clock to 8:30. I'm actually doing the second class in the series, but the first three classes you can jump in at any time. So people are welcome to come this Sunday.
So it's a four-part series.
Yes. That doesn't have to be taken in order.
Okay, and it's going on in New York City right now. But the thing is, you could travel and do this series. People could invite you to their parts
Absolutely.
Of the world. Okay, good. So it's called Energy Essentials with Teeny Dalkini. You learn the patterns,
and
you learn the skills.
Well, mostly we're learning the skills and the energy essentials, and there will be subsequent classes to learn more about the patterns and how to track the pattern and do more work around breaking the pattern and coming into presence.
Now, one of the things I also want to tell people is that I'm starting a teacher training program, a Tantra teacher training program, in the summer, this summer, 2009. It will be launching it, and through butterfly workshops, and one of the elements of my teacher training program will be energy essentials with Tini Dakini, because I also believe that all Tantra teachers should have these energy essentials. I think it's essential to have the energy essentials. So, Tini,
basically,
this is good. Let me tell people about our class. Tini and I are also doing our series, It Takes Two Goddesses to Do New York, at Moonheart Healing Arts Studios, and that's on Monday evenings at 8:30 to 10 in New York City, and we'll be going into session two this coming Monday evening. We'll be doing all the Mondays in March, and then we'll probably start it up again sometime either summer or fall. What else are you doing so that people can know, and, you know, if you can quickly tell us, because we're coming to the end of the hour.
Sure. I have my Men Serving the Goddess series, a very popular class that's taking place on Sunday, March 8th, and you can take both class 1 and 2 on Sunday, March 8th, if you're a man, starting at 11 a.m. I have a woman and boys class coming up on March 19th. And I'm going to be teaching some belly dance this month. So all that's on my events page if you go to my website and check out my events page, as well as the energy essentials.
Well, thank you so much. I really thank you for being on my show again.
Thank you for being in my life. Yeah, I'm very grateful for you. Thank you, Lori, and thanks for doing the show.
You're welcome. I love the show. I really love the show, and I hope the listeners love the show. I thank my sponsors, Eve's Garden, Jeff DeLone, and I look forward to seeing you all, hearing from you all, and being on the show again next week. My guest next week is going to be Dawn Cartwright, who is a Tantra teacher from Los Angeles, but she also teaches all over the world. She takes people to Ireland and other sacred places. She'll be my guest. Please stay tuned. And in the meantime, I wish you Om Shanti 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 and Namaste from Tantra Cafe.